ओम शांति। अव्यक्त बाप दादा 11th December 2022। रिवाइज डेट 18th January 1993। टाइटल द बेसिस ऑफ रेवलेशन इज अ फर्म प्रॉमिस। टुडे द ऑल पावरफुल फादर इज सेलिब्रेटिंग अ मीटिंग विद हिज पावरफुल चिल्ड्रन। द ऑल पावरफुल फादर has given every child as a birthright the treasure of total awareness, which is the treasure of all the powers, as soon as they took Brahman birth. Each Brahman soul claims this right, is becoming full, and is also making others full. Bap Dada gave full power to every child very easily within a second. How did he give it to you? He reminded you of it within a second. So the awareness became the key to all treasures in a second. You remembered, my Baba, and the father said, my child. Within a second, you were given the spiritual awareness, which is the key to all treasures. You accepted Baba as yours, and you claimed your full birthright. So, you received it easily, did you not? Now, each Brahman soul says, with faith and intoxication, the Father's treasures are my treasures. You made the Father's treasures your own. Today is said to be the day of special remembrance. This day of remembrance is the day for giving total power to the children. In fact, the day of Brahman birth is the day for attaining total power. However, there is special importance of this day of remembrance. What is that importance? On this day of remembrance, Father Brahma made himself avyakt, and in the physical corporeal form, he willed special willpower to the special children in order to reveal them to the world. Just as in the beginning, he himself willed all his relationships and all his wealth to the Shaktis for the sake of service. In the same way, on this day of remembrance, Father Brahma, through the corporeal form in the corporeal world, willed all the willpower to the children, to the Shakti army, in order for them to play their corporeal parts for the sake of world service. He himself became one with an avyakt and incognito form and made the children instruments for world benefit in the corporeal form. That is, he willed the willpower for service in the corporeal form. This is why this day is called the Day of Remembrance, the Day of Power. On the basis of that remembrance, Bap Dada is seeing that in this land and in foreign lands, the children everywhere are becoming instruments and are continuing to progress and will continue to progress in doing service, because the children have with them a special Trimurti blessing. You have the blessing of Shiv Baba anyway, but as well as that, you also have the blessing of Father Brahma, the bestower of fortune, and along with that, you also have the blessing of the sweet versions of the mother Jagadamba Saraswati. This is why, with the Trimurti blessing, you easily experience the right to attain success. As you make progress, you will experience even more easy methods and elevated success. Everywhere there is the zeal and enthusiasm to reveal Bap Dada, that this revelation should take place very quickly. This is what you all want, do you not? When will it happen? Should it happen tomorrow, that you hear the bugles of revelation while sitting here? It has already happened, but what do you simply have to do? You are doing it, and you have to do it. In order for the bugles of complete revelation to be blown, you must just do one thing, not even two, just one. What is that one thing? You children are the basis for bringing about revelation, but children especially have to underline one thing, because the balance between revelation and your promise is the basis of all souls receiving blessings from Bap Dada. You make a promise every day. So why is there a delay in the revelation? It should happen now, should it not? So, Bap Dada saw that you make a promise with your heart and with love. You do make a promise, but one is a promise and the other is a firm pledge. What is the sign of a firm pledge? You may die, but you cannot break your pledge. When it is a question of your life, then no matter how many small problems arise, or how scary the circumstances may be from time to time, what are all of those in front of a question of your life? So, this is called a firm pledge. No matter what the circumstances are, external circumstances cannot shake your stage. At any time, in any situation, you cannot be defeated, but you will become the garland around the neck. You will become part of the rosary of victory. You will become the decoration around God's neck. This is called a firm thought, that is, a firm pledge. So, you have to underline the word firm. To make a promise means to give the practical proof. However, at present, some children sometimes do make a promise, but along with that, they also play a very good game. You must have understood by now. You have become very sensible. So, what games do you play? When any problems or circumstances come that become an excuse for you to make your promise weak, instead of solving them, you play many games of making excuses. You are very clever at this. What is the sign of making excuses? It wasn't like that. It was like this. If it hadn't happened in this way, it would be like that. This one said this. That one did that. The circumstances were such. The situation was like that. So, like this and like that, etc., is the language of making excuses, whereas the language of a firm pledge is, whether it is like this or like that, I have to become like the Father. I have to become this. I do not have to make others this. I have to become this. Let it not be, I will only be good if others do this. Only if others give cooperation will I then become complete. Only then will I become perfect. Instead of receiving in that way, you must become master bestowers and give cooperation, love, and sympathy, which is in fact receiving. Remember that the meaning of Brahman life is to give is to receive. The receiving is merged in the giving. This is why the basis of a firm pledge is to see yourself, to change yourself, and to keep your self-respect. The self-respect is of being a master bestower. What will you do in this avyaktiyar? Will you depart from Madhuban having made a promise, and then, when you return home, play the game of making excuses? Instead of your promise being firm, there is one main reason for the promise being weak, or for your becoming slack in fulfilling that promise. For instance, no matter how big any machinery may be, if even one tiny screw becomes loose, it makes the whole machine useless. In order to fulfill such a promise, you make very good plans and you also make a lot of effort. However, the screw that makes your plans and effort weak is carelessness. That comes in different forms. It constantly comes in new forms. It does not come in the old form. Tighten this loose screw of carelessness. Let it not be. This happens anyway. No, this has to happen. This happens anyway. This will do. This is carelessness. It will happen. Just wait and see. Have this faith. Dadi, Didi, trust me, it will happen. Let it not be, it will happen. It happens anyway. No, you definitely have to become like the father. You have to become that now. There is a third reason for a firm promise being made weak. Previously as well, you were told something amusing. How some children have very bad short-sightedness, whereas their long sight is very sharp. The short sight is to see oneself and to change oneself, whereas the long sight is to see others. However, what do you see in that? You see weaknesses and not specialities. This is why there is a difference in the zeal and enthusiasm of their determination. Even the seniors do this. We are the younger ones, so the long-sighted vision of seeing weaknesses deceives you. Because of this, you are not able to put your promise into a practical form. Do you understand what you have to do? So, do you now know how to tighten your screw or not? You have the screwdriver of understanding, do you not? You have all the tools, do you not? So, this year, make all these three the same. To understand, to have the wish to do something, and to actually do it. To make all three the same means to become like the father. If Bab Dada tells everyone to give it in writing, will you write it in a second? It is not a big thing to write on a piece of paper, but write it on your forehead with the ink of determination. Do you know how to write or not? Do you know how to write on your forehead, or do you only know how to write on a piece of paper? Did all of you write? Was it firm? It wasn't weak that it can be erased in 2 days. You have to fulfill it. Even if you die, you must not break your pledge. Only such determination will easily make you the same as the father. Otherwise, there is sometimes hard work and sometimes love, and you will continue to play these games. Today, although all the children in this land and abroad are physically there, at their own places, in their minds, they are in Madhuban. This is why Bab Dada saw the alaukik experiences of everyone on the day of remembrance. You have had very good experiences. You have also done service. Baba is congratulating each of you children for your alaukik experiences and your service. The pure thoughts of everyone, their sweet heart-to-heart conversations, and the garlands of pearls of love have reached Bab Dada. In return, Bab Dada is also putting a garland of love around the necks of all the children. Let each child accept special, personal love and remembrance by name. Bab Dada has such a powerful spiritual wireless set that the sound in the heart of each child reaches Bab Dada at the same time. Not only does the sound reach Baba, but even the loving face of each one emerges in front of Baba. This is why, seeing all the children personally in front of him, Baba is giving special love and remembrance. Acha, to all the powerful souls, to the elevated souls who keep a balance of a firm pledge and revelation, to the children who are the same as the father, who constantly make all three the same, to understand, to have the wish to do something, and to actually do it. To the victorious jewels who constantly overcome problems and become the garland around God's neck, all-powerful Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste.
The spiritual children say, Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha. Om Shanti.
Bap Dada meeting Dadis. All of you are worthy of both the wills, the will of the beginning and the will at the end of the corporeal form. You have received willpower, have you not? Along with the effort of yourselves, the willpower you received in the will gives you extra help in your carrying out the task. As the visible fruit of your courage, you became worthy of receiving multi-million-fold help. Many think, why did these souls become instruments? The significance of this is that the visible fruit of having had special courage at that specific time became the fruit for all time. This is why it is remembered. When you take one step of courage, you receive multi-million steps of help from the Father. This is why you have attained willpower in the form of a will in order to overcome everything constantly. It is like this, is it not? All of you are also companions. You are fulfilling the responsibility very well. Baba also fulfills his promise of giving cooperation at every moment to those who fulfill their responsibility. So, this whole group is of those who fulfill their responsibility. Asking the gathering, all of you are also those who fulfill, are you not? Or are you those who simply have love? There are many who have love, but only a few who fulfill the responsibility of it. So, in which category are all of you? You are the handful out of multi-millions and the selected few out of the handful. In the world, there is upheaval, and what are you doing? You are enjoying yourselves with pleasure. Or are you confused? What should we do? What is to happen? You say that everything will be good. There is so much difference in the world. They have question marks at every moment as to what will happen. Whereas what do you have? Full stop. Whatever happened was good, and whatever is to happen is good for us. For the world, it is untimely death, whereas for you, it is pleasure. Are you afraid? Will you be afraid when you see a little blood? Will you be afraid when 7 or 8 people are shot in front of you? You will not see that in your sleep too, will you? Shakti Army means to be fearless. You have no fear of Maya and no fear of the upheaval of the elements. Are you fearless to this extent, or are you still a little weak? Acha. Personal group meetings with Avyakt Bap Dada. When all your powers are in order, you will become a conqueror of Maya. Do all of you experience yourselves to be conquerors of Maya and conquerors of matter? Are you in the process of becoming conquerors of Maya, or do you still have to become that? The more you keep all your powers in order and use them at the right time, the more easily you will become a conqueror of Maya. If all the powers are not in your control, then you will be deceived in one way or another. A Master Almighty authority means one with controlling power. Anytime you invoke a power, it becomes present and cooperates with you. Are they in order to this extent? Are all powers in order, or are they a little out of place? If you order them now and they appear after an hour, Is that called being a Master Almighty Authority? Since the title of each of you is a Master Almighty Authority, then as is your title, so should be your actions, should they not? If you are a master and the power is not useful at the right time, then would you be called someone who is weak or a master? So always check and then change. Which powers are useful at the right time and which deceive you at a time of need? If all your powers are not in order, can you then become a world sovereign? Only those who have controlling power and ruling power are able to become world sovereigns. First, rule yourself and then rule the kingdom of the world. A self-sovereign is able to control everything as and how he wants. What newness will you bring this year? You will do what you say. Let both your saying and doing be equal. You say that you are a Master Almighty Authority, and when it comes to doing something, you are sometimes victorious and not so at other times. So there is a difference in your saying and doing, is there not? So now finish this difference. Whatever you say, let that be experienced in your practical life by yourself and by others. Let others also experience you souls to be unique. Even if there are thousands of people, you should appear to be unique amidst the thousands, not ordinary, because Brahmins means alaukik, not of this world. This is an alaukik birth, is it not? So, Brahmin life means an alaukik life, not an ordinary life. Do you experience this? Do people think that you are unique? Or do they think that you are the same as they are? The sign of being detached is that you are as loving to all as much as you are detached. Just as the Father is unique and also loved by all, so being detached makes you loved. So, check to what extent you are detached and loved by souls. Give the experience of alaukikta, spirituality, even in your laukik life. You know the way to be detached, do you not? The more detached you become from body consciousness, the more loving you will be. Be detached from body consciousness. So, you have become alaukik, have you not? So, constantly check yourself. Do I stay beyond body consciousness? Do I repeatedly come into body consciousness? To come into body consciousness means to have a alaukik life. Every now and then, practice entering your body, and as soon as your work is over, become detached. By being stable in the stage of detachment, your actions will be good and you will be loved by the Father and everyone. So, there is double benefit, is there not? To have a right to God's love is such a huge benefit. Did you ever think that you would have such a right? You would never have thought about it even in your dreams. However, you claimed such a right. So, always remain aware that you are souls who have a right to God's love. The world is searching for it, whereas you have become worthy of it. So, constantly continue to sing the song, "Vah, my elevated fortune," and continue to fly. Let there be benefit for all with your flying stage. When you fly, everyone benefits, the world benefits. Acha, do all of you remain happy? Always remain happy and also make others happy. No matter what others are like, remain happy and make others happy. Acha, blessing, may you be a jewel of contentment and claim the three certificates of contentment through your elevated actions and a yogi life. The sign of your performing elevated actions is to be content with yourself and content with others. Let it not be, I am content, whether others are content or not. Those who have a yogi life automatically impress others. Whether you are discontented with yourself or others are discontented with you, you should understand that something is lacking in your being yogyukt. There are 3 certificates needed for a yogi life. 1. Content with oneself. 2. The father is content. 3. The laukik and alaukik families are content. When you have received these 3 certificates, you will then be called a jewel of contentment. Slogan: to be always busy in having remembrance and doing service is to have the greatest fortune. Om Shanti.